I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello, I'm Melanie, and today we're answering Patrick's question.
Can I keep using my kitchen sponges and cloths till they fall apart, as long as I microwave them occasionally? And is it better to sterilise them using the microwave, or should I be putting them in the dishwasher instead?
Microwaving sponges would save a lot of them from being used and thrown away, wouldn't it? Especially since plastic sponges take at least 500 years to decompose in landfill. Luckily, I knew Alice Taylor, a friendly biochemist, and we tested this at home.
We decided to do a very simple experiment using agar plates. These are small, sterile plates that have a gel-like substance in them, containing all the nutrients bacteria could ever ask for. This means the bacteria grow really well and really fast on it. We took the in-use kitchen sponge and really quickly dabbed the sponge onto the agar plate. We then popped the sponge into the microwave for about a minute.
The sponge started to make some smoke in the microwave, so we quickly took it out, as the fat on the sponge might catch fire.
So now we can dab the what was a really hot microwave sponge onto another agar plate. We then took both of these plates into a warm place for around 36 hours.
So Alice, is there a difference between the two plates?
So lots of bacteria grew on the agar plate that have been in contact with the non-microwave sponge, which is actually a tad alarming. However, on the plate that had seen the microwave sponge, there is next to no bacterial growth. It seems that microwaving a kitchen sponge is an effective way to kill the bacteria that had been harbouring on it.
Markus Igert, a microbiologist from Furtwangen University in Germany, took our experiment to the next level and found that cleaning sponges could have some unintended consequences.
Microwaving indeed significantly reduces the number of germs inside a kitchen sponge. Dishwashing might even work better due to the use of dishwashing detergents in addition to elevated temperatures. However, putting them into the washing machine at a temperature of at least 60 degrees centigrade and using a bleach-containing heavy-duty detergent is probably the best way to sanitize kitchen sponges and cloths.
The problem is the long-term effects of regular microwaving or any other cleaning method on the microbiological community of a kitchen sponge are largely unknown.
Our research suggests that long-term cleaning might select for higher shares of potentially pathogenic and/or smelly bacteria. We think this is because some bacteria can adapt to the cleaning process, survive the microwave or dishwasher, and can easily grow to higher numbers again.
Bacteria also proliferates well in wet environments, so keeping your sponge dry is a good way of preventing bacteria from growing. In general, we should avoid using the sponges for too long and eventually remove them from the kitchen after a few weeks.
Thanks, Alice and Markus. I'm definitely not going to use my sponges in the kitchen for too long. Next week, we're answering this question from John.
Dogs come in all sizes, from tiny Chihuahuas to giant Great Danes. Their head size is hugely different, as must be their brain size. Does this mean that a Great Dane is massively more intelligent than a Chihuahua?
Can you help us answer this question? Send your thoughts to chris@nakedscientist.com or join the discussion on the Naked Scientist forum or Twitter. See you next time!